football jersey plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your store premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Given the Winder PS-led faction to elect flag bearer tomorrow amid deepening internal wrangles. UPND says ACC's independence not compromised by Director General's party affiliation. In global news, Pakistan strikes Kabul and Kandahar as Afghan Taliban escalate cross-border attacks. To present the news, I'm Lucille Gondry. As the country draws close to the August 13th general elections, political parties have intensified preparations, with the Given Govinda-led Patriotic Front set to hold its party convention tomorrow, where a flag bearer will be elected. However, the event is overshadowed by internal conflicts, with the former ruling party now split into two factions. We have details in this report.
Sianga has managed to pull 70 votes. Candidate number 4, Miles Walyasampa, has managed to pull 2,901.
And so the drama began. This is when PF Matero Member of Parliament Miles Sampa held what was described as an illegal convention, to which he was elected as party president in October 2023. The fight for power within PF only got better as the former ruling party fought itself tooth and nail to keep itself intact following its loss in the 2021 general elections. However, since that convention held by Mr. Sampa, the self-proclaimed Mbappe, nothing has been the same with the former ruling party, which has remained in tatters, crumbles, as the country continues to tick-tock towards this year's general elections. Since 2023, the nation has been saved with various episodes of happenings within the PF as though it was a Netflix series, which only got interesting with each next episode, thereby leaving the public anxiously waiting for another. At one point, the party joined the United Kwacha Alliance, UKA, before migrating to the Tonse Alliance. As if that was not enough, the worst one could think of happened. Former President Edgar Lungu, who was fighting to keep the party together, unfortunately died during an operation in South Africa when he went for his routine medical checkup. Following President Lungu's death, the party decided it would go for a convention to elect a new leader, but that could only happen when the former head of state was buried. However, that is yet to happen 8 months after his passing due to ongoing court proceedings involving the government and the Lungu family. In the midst of that, another party faction emerged, led by Mafinga Member of Parliament Robert Chawinga, who declared himself president of the PF after some wrangles. To date, he maintains that stance and has vowed that no one will be allowed to go for a convention because he, being the sole leader of the party, has not called for any party election ahead of this year's polls.
I am in charge of the PF and I would like to warn and advise those people who want to go for which convention you want to go to. If I have not called for the convention in this country, as I, Robert Mutinda Chawinga, public intervention, no one will handle.
But the Given Govinda-led PF has come out strong and maintained the party will go for the convention and set February month end as the D-Day to which to hold that convention. The party, through its Deputy Secretary General Celestine Mukandila, says there is no room for further postponement to hold the convention because time was quickly ticking and a leader needed to be elected with or without the court ruling, which needs to determine who the sole leader of the party is.
Having a conference by the end of February, and it still remains as such.
Tomorrow marks the last day of February. The question that arises is, will the Govinda-led PF successfully hold its convention, or will Chawinga quash their plans? Meanwhile, the drama continues with the emerging of another strong force. Brian Mondovile. Chamuka Shalwala reporting for Phoenix News.
UPND deputy spokesperson Elvis Nkandu says the Fastab Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC Director General Daphne Chavo, is a UPND member, does not compromise the fight against corruption. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Nkandu says what matters is Ms. Chavo's Zambian citizenship, qualifications and ability to execute her duties diligently and professionally. Addressing concerns by various stakeholders over the closure of corruption cases involving government officials, including Solicitor General Marshall Muchende and Copperbelt Minister Elisha Matambo, as recently announced by the ACC, Ms. Nkandu says this does not imply that the commission has been compromised. He has stressed that the ACC operates independently within the law, making decisions based on evidence and not political affiliation. Ms. Nkandu is of the view that sinister suggestions of political interference only serve to undermine public confidence in institutions mandated to uphold integrity and accountability. He has since advised the opposition against trivializing the fight against corruption, saying government remains committed to combating corruption and ensuring those found guilty face the law, regardless of their political standing.
Who is the Director General of SEC? Is it Zambian or a foreigner? The answer is Zambian, first and foremost. Before we talk to where someone belongs and where you don't belong, it just talks about the person who should occupy that particular position. Should be Zambian. Does she have the qualifications to be where she is? The answer is yes. Unless someone is telling me correctly, we should have looked through the opposition. That's where I would have appointed the Director General of the Anti-Corruption Commission. So I think as Zambians, we should not trivialize the fight against corruption. That does not matter. What matters is the credibility of that particular individual.
Energy expert Boniface Zulu has cautioned political players against promising cheap electricity for all without presenting a clear bankable plan to finance generation, transmission and distribution. Mr. Zulu is challenging the opposition as they campaign ahead of this year's general elections to move beyond popular slogans and confront the economic realities of powering a nation, stating that such pledges may win applause in the short term, but risk deepening the long-term instability of Zambia's power sector. He tells Phoenix News that electricity cannot be sustainably subsidized without a corresponding funding model. Mr. Zulu is urging opposition leaders to instead champion transparent tariff-setting mechanisms, cost-reflective pricing frameworks, and oversight systems that build public confidence.
Zambian energy sector is at a crossroads, but the government and the opposition must present certain for sound, transparent and realistic manifestos that prioritize sustainability, regional cooperation and innovation. The world is changing and Zambia must change with it. If Kwankawachimwena Kumambalane, you can tell how it saves its life by the way it splits its wings. Zambia must split its wings wisely in 2026 or risk falling behind.
Digital rights expert John Sinseki has welcomed the planned use of digital national identity cards as travel documents between Zambia and Botswana, calling it a step toward integrated digital public infrastructure. Mr. Chinseki says the move signals a shift towards secure software ecosystems and layered protections, but warns that weak implementation could expose citizens to serious risks like hacking and identity theft. He notes that biometric verification will be the future of travel, with facial recognition and digital identities replacing traditional passports. Mr. Chinseki, however, stresses that security, trust and data protection must keep pace with these developments. Recently, Zambia and Botswana agreed to allow the use of smart digital national identity cards as travel documents for citizens crossing through the Kazungula bridge border.
If security measures are not properly implemented, we risk, you know, a lot of hacking happening and all that. So, yes, digital ID should be